All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I mean, I thought that was a mini-series. How long was that?
Minute 13.
Too long. Too much.
Also not good.
And David, the reviews are in?
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, he oversold it.
He did oversell it.
He oversold it.
Man, this is a waste of my time.
He came in, guys, I gotta tell you, he even called himself Rieger. He goes, I got an oversell.
Yep, he did it.
The sax song was better.
Oh, I mean, it was infinitely better.
It was great.
Roberto, I gotta be upfront with you. You know, we praise you and we build up your confidence and your ego when you do really good stuff. I have to tell you. I'm not inclined to ever play that again.
I got to disagree. Let's go to the texts.
No, let's not.
There are people already texting that it was great.
All right.
So we'll see. We'll see what the texters say in a little bit.
Now, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to start with a little college football. I have a couple major Lions things because this Stafford stuff isn't going away. Sully's got a great question. One of Stafford's friends is in the media now defending him, laying across the train tracks. But I want to start with a little college football. And this is the tough part. You guys know I'm not a big believer in the college football playoff rankings this early. Like, that's why we used to do the VPI, just to make fun of it. I think it's dumb to have a weekly rating show because things change so much. It's the equivalent of the NCAA tournament committee giving you the field 6 weeks early, 5 weeks early, 4 weeks early. Now, you can say, well, Joe Lunardi does it. Well, right, because Joe Lunardi's just a boob who they lock away in a janitorial closet, and he gives you his opinion. But this is the actual committee rolling the rankings out. So understand I don't take any of this too serious because it's way too early. Number two, I don't have any issue with Michigan at four. I don't know how I could. I really don't have a rational take for you that would argue that they should be any higher or any lower. There are three teams that haven't lost that are perceived to have a better product than Michigan. Then there are teams like Michigan with one loss, like Georgia, like Oklahoma. I thought West Virginia was a little low on the list, but I digress. The point is, I can't put those teams ahead of Michigan right now. So I'm struggling to figure out with what exactly we're supposed to give to you. Now, Michigan is taking care of business and doing everything they can do, and I'm a big believer a 12-1 Michigan who beats Ohio State isn't getting left out of the playoff because this has always been about money. It's about money now. It'll always be about money. You'll get in. But you want me to talk disaster scenarios like a month before? I don't know. I don't want to do that. Yeah, if Georgia beats Alabama, are you going to get left home? Yeah, you are. But I don't think that's going to happen. And it's also predicated on Georgia winning out and Bama winning out and them beating them in the SEC title game and Clemson winning out and Notre Dame winning out. Guys, I'm not doing that. I'm not. I think the best thing is you keep winning your games. I think Michigan's earned a right to be in the conversation. See, here's the other thing. Making it to the playoff and being one of the four best teams are two completely different things. Committee can say otherwise, but they are. They're two completely different things. You can be the best team in America and have two losses, but you're not getting in the playoff. You could be a total fraud and be undefeated. Hell, some people think Notre Dame's a fraud. So you get twisted up in these arguments, and we're not arguing the same thing. But I'm fine with Michigan at four. Do I see a scenario where they can be bypassed? Yeah, it could happen, but I'm not going to sit here and waste my time on Wednesday, November 7th worrying about it. You got Rutgers this weekend, who you're going to absolutely pummel. You might get sent to Indy by MSU, which is fine. I'd love it. You'd love it. We all'd love it. We'll get to that topic on a Friday because I've got rules, if you're a Michigan fan, a Michigan State fan, regarding this weekend. And State fans may not like what I have to say, but if you're not cheering for State to beat Ohio State, you are an insecure, deadbeat loser. So we'll just get to that Friday, but I don't want to hear any of this nonsense. But then it'll send Michigan to Indy. Who cares? Good. They sat back while we accomplished plenty. Now you got to sit back and take the medicine. You know what our goal should be? Getting to the Rose Bowl. That should be our goal. Win out. Go to Rose Bowl. That's it. I don't want to get started on that topic because I'll get heated. Because I think there's a segment of the Spartan fan base that, again, are absolute insecure, deadbeat losers. We'll get to that on Friday. But as far as Michigan goes, not a whole lot to say. I'm not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over the game this weekend. I thought Penn State was garbage before. Told you you'd beat them by a ton. You did. Congratulations. I don't know what else I can give you there. Keep winning your games. Go to playoff. You know, do we do an ESPN first take topic where it's like, oh, is Harbaugh under the most pressure ever? Well, yeah, probably. Oh, is anything short of the playoff a failure? Duh. There's just nothing to discuss.
That's the goal. That's the expectation right now. They will win out. But when you look at some of the other stuff here, I think most people can agree. The conference as a whole, the Big Ten Conference is terrible this year.
Oh, it's an embarrassment.
And the fact that...
That's not Michigan's problem.
No, it's not. No. Michigan plays their schedule. No issue with them being fourth. But you look at Penn State being in at 20. Iowa 21.
Like right now, if Penn State played Washington on a neutral field, Penn State would lose by double digits. Okay? Washington's five spots behind them. If Iowa played Texas today, Iowa's going home battered and bruised. You know, Michigan State is probably overranked in these at 18. I mean, just look at it.
But that's trying to value the Big Ten. The committee wants to at least somewhat value the Big Ten. As bad as it is this year, they're trying to put Michigan State at 18, Penn State at 20. You know,
how's Ohio State
Michigan
at 10?
Has two top 20. Michigan technically has two top 20 wins against Michigan State and Penn State, even though they probably shouldn't be there. Right, okay. Ohio State stayed at 10.
I mean, basically the committee's saying MSU's the best three-loss team in America. Really? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know about that. I mean, look, it's not Michigan's problem. Go out, win your games. This was all supposed to be a lot simpler, though. It was supposed to be a Big Ten where Michigan would win all these games and they'd be number one in America and it'd be easy. But man, I mean, geez Louise. It was funny. I was talking with John Jansen in here on Sunday and I said, John, I think the defense is really good, but who's the best quarterback you faced? Like, how am I supposed to know that this defense is great, not good? And John is like, I don't know. Would it be McSorley? I went on one leg and he goes, okay. I go, Lewerke with one arm, Hornibrook sucks, and Wimbush got benched. It's not Michigan's fault. They're doing exactly what good teams do, pound teams. But I won't know Michigan's defense is great until they face a quarterback, an able-bodied, real quarterback. And unfortunately, you haven't had it in the Big Ten this year. It's been a complete disappointment. McSorley's been injured for weeks. Lewerke's been injured for weeks. Hornibrook's no damn good, and Wimbush is the backup now. I don't know what to tell you. I think Michigan deserves to go to the playoff, but that defense, to me, it looks great, but it's always looked great against bad teams. Now, if it faces a really good team with a really good quarterback, what's it going to look like? I don't have that answer. That would be my concern if I'm a Michigan fan, that I just assume, oh, well, we ramrodded Penn State. Well, Penn State blows. Like, I covered that before the game. I'm not doing the okey-doke on you. Oh, well, we crushed Wisconsin. You remember the week of the game? And I said you were going to win by 30. I mean, guys, I don't make it up. I give you my opinion. I'll be right, I'll be wrong. But, I mean, I've been right on this stuff.
Well, the problem I have, too, is I never know what the hell this committee's thinking about anything.
Money.
And you remember the interview last night they did with the head of the committee, the athletic director for Oregon or whatever.
The most valuable Final Four is Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. They have every motivation to keep Michigan and Notre Dame in. Two massive. I'd say two of the four biggest fan bases in America. 12-1 Michigan is not getting left home, except or unless if there is this unbelievable disaster scenario where Georgia beats Bama in a close classic in the SEC title game, and then Bama and Georgia both get in and you're out. But that still requires Clemson to win out, and it still requires Notre Dame to win out. And I think Notre Dame's going to have some trouble with Syracuse.
13th,
circle that game. My cousin Dino Babers has got things rolling up there.
You know, and I firmly believe that style points do matter down the stretch. I think the teams have shown that they know that it matters too. Look what Clemson did last weekend, 77 points. Look at Ohio State a few years ago, knowing they had to run up scores in order to win.
Right.
Style points do matter, because I think if Michigan would have beat Penn State 21-20 and what Georgia did to Kentucky, Georgia might have jumped Michigan.
Yeah.
So style points, right or wrong, do matter down the stretch.
Well, and the other thing you're going to hear fans do is start to take apart Clemson and Notre Dame and Alabama schedules. The problem is, when a team hasn't lost a game, you don't get to talk about their schedule. That's really the biggest issue. If Notre Dame had a loss right now, there's no conversation. But they don't. And they beat you. So you probably want to stay away from
that. But the issue is, the committee always says, and this is where it causes confusion, because I think that their criteria is a joke, and they don't know what they're doing half the time. But they'll always say, oh, well, the committee has the right to look at the eyeball test, and if we think one team would beat the other. So now what you hear people saying is, oh, well, Michigan would beat Notre Dame right now, so that means they'd get in Notre Dame. But that's not how it all works.
But
what
is that belief based on? That with Brandon Wimbush, they had a bottom 30 offense, ranked north of 90 in five major offensive categories. With Ian Book, they are a top 10 offense in those same five major categories. Like, what is it based on?
It's based on the committee doing a disservice by saying eyeball test.
There are Michigan fans.
Eyeball test doesn't count.
He's not even listening. Like, should we just move you to the back of the room so we can get a word in? Who is saying that Michigan would beat Notre Dame right now? Who's saying that?
No, I'm saying I think a lot of people believe that.
Oh, no. People or fans?
Fans.
Okay. Then their opinion, null and void. Fan is short for fanatic. They're not looking at this rationally. They're looking at it the way they want it to be. And if I lost to a team in week one, what would my only argument be in week 13? Well, we beat them now. I'm not interested in their opinion. They go talk to themselves. That's like a Michigan State fan saying, oh, well, we'd beat Michigan if we played them today. Guess what? You can't say that, and you don't get to play them today. So hush up. Nonsense.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.